This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Domestic engineering. Kathy asked me a question about buying a used vehicle. So we'll just call it a car for now. We'll just say a car, but it could be a truck, right? And I've got a lot of thoughts, and it'll probably take a whole hour to discuss this. So no calls, please, for this hour. So I asked Kathy, just before we went into the top of the hour break, would this be from a dealer or from an individual? And the reason is you're going to pay more for the same vehicle from a dealer than you will from a private seller. And it used to be that dealers knew where the cars came from. You know, the local dealership would have regular customers and they would trade in their vehicles and over and the salespeople were career salespeople, so they'd be there a long time. They sold the vehicle originally to the customer, and then the customer traded it in and then got a newer vehicle or a brand new vehicle. And so there was some history with the service shop at the dealership with that particular customer. So the vehicles were a known commodity, if you will. They were known individually. Well, that's no longer the case. And salespeople are really not traditionally, or they're not currently, career salespeople. They're there between jobs. And so when you call them up and ask them, do they have such and such a vehicle? They'll say, well, let me check. It used to be they would know, because the salesperson would know what they traded in. They'd know the inventory in their head. They didn't have to go to a computer and look up to see if they have a particular make and model. Not only that, they knew the vehicle. They knew the condition of it. They knew what the owner was like that traded it in. It's no longer the case. So there's no need, in my opinion, to go to a dealer. And dealers are begging for used cars. They want to buy your used car. Because they want to sell them at a high profit margin. So I would buy a vehicle from an individual rather than a dealer. So, and that's all I do anyway. When we buy vehicles, we buy them from individuals. And you can ask lots of questions. And the owner of the vehicle can answer those questions because he's the owner or she's the owner of the vehicle. Whereas if you're buying it from a salesperson on a car lot, what are they going to tell you? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think. So you get more straight answers and more honest answers probably from the individual seller who owns the vehicle. Okay. That being said, I would never buy a vehicle without bringing somebody with me. Never. Okay. Because if you're going to buy a vehicle, you're going to want to test drive it. And you're going to want to walk around the vehicle, and you're going to want to look at the outside, the inside, under the hood, in the trunk, open and close the doors. And your friend, who should be knowledgeable, or maybe it's your spouse, or maybe it's your fiancé, should be someone who's knowledgeable. You don't want to bring someone who knows less than you. You want to bring someone who knows more than you about vehicles. Okay, so you're going to first look at the vehicle, and you really want it on a level site, flat, and that way you can tell if the car is setting right, because I've seen cars here in our shop that have one broken front spring. Now if the car is on a hill or it's not level, you can't easily tell that. I've seen rear springs broken, leaf springs broken. I've seen front coil springs broken. And that being the case, it's an expensive proposition to replace a spring, whether it be a leaf spring or a coil spring. Okay. So you want to walk around the vehicle and you want to notice things. Like, are there any smells? Like a sweet smell, antifreeze leak. Are there any burning smells? Oil leak, maybe from the valve covers onto the exhaust manifold. And you're going to want to have that fixed because you're going to smell it too. And you're going to smell it more when you drive it because it's going to leak fresh oil. So probably the oil that you're smelling, if the car is just sitting before you start it, when you go to look at it, it's probably had most of that burned off, but it's going to leak more if it's leaking. So you want to notice that. You want to look at underneath the vehicle and see if there are any drips. You want to see if there are antifreeze leaks. You want to see if there are coolant leaks. You want to see if the differential, the rear end, is leaking. You want to see at the four corners of the vehicle where the wheels are. Are there any smells of brake fluid, any drips of brake fluid? Does the rear main seal, which is right between the transmission and the engine, are there any drips there? And if there are the drips red? Or are they tan? Or do they look like engine oil? Because if it's red, it would be transmission fluid. Unless the transmission is worn out and there's burned transmission fluid, then it'd be dark, dark, dark brown, close to black. So then you want to sight the car. You want to get behind it and look along the driver's side. And see if everything looks straight. See if the colors of the paint all are the same amount of fade. Or some of them brighter than others. Is the metallic paint, if it is metallic paint, is some of it more metallic than other panels? And you want to sight it from the left side, the right side. You want to look from a distance at the front. You want to look at the at a distance from the back. What do I mean? I don't know, 50 feet. And you want to look at the door edges. You want to see how well the door closes. Do you have to lift up the door handle to close it? If so, the door hinges are worn. Now, if the door hinges are worn, that means a couple things. It means that it's either a vehicle that's been around a lot of moist air, like the ocean, maybe salt water. And if that's the case, the door hinges are going to squeak. They're not going to be smooth. And if that's the case, that's one indication that the car's got a lot of rust in it. You just haven't seen it yet. Then you want to look at under the hood. When you open the hood, does it open smoothly? And the reason I say that is if it does not open smoothly, that means it hasn't been opened recently. If it hasn't been opened recently, it probably hasn't been serviced recently. That means it's been neglected. That means there's extra wear on that vehicle. Kathy, any questions so far?
Well, Vince, I'm just taking it in, and it's just amazing that all the years of your experience, this is something I really hope people take note, because you can save yourself a lot of aggravation. You know, Vince, one of the things, and you're probably going to get to this, but you were talking about the tailpipe. And if you could talk about, like we did with the black on the tailpipe, but one of the things my husband said, and I don't know if this is something you agree with or not, but he said sometimes he would feel inside the tailpipe, and if it felt oily, then he would be suspicious of the seals or rings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. Okay.
He's absolutely right. What Kathy's referring to, class, is we were on the phone, and I mentioned a real quick way to tell if the engine is generally healthy and if the cylinders are in balance, at least in terms of each cylinder firing the gasoline-air mixture completely, smoothly, or is there a problem with one or more cylinders? And what I do, and what I've been doing this for 50 years, 40 years, I guess, if you take your fingers, you take your thumb and all four fingers, and you put them together and you let them meet, so you just kind of make a cone with your fingers, your thumb and fingers, and you just let the tips of all your thumb and four fingers meet at their natural length, and you make kind of a cone. And if you take that, your hand, and you put it right at the edge of the exhaust pipe, the tailpipe, right at the edge of the tailpipe, when the engine is running, after it's been running for a few minutes, you may feel some pulsating, like the engine will run smoothly, but puff, puff, puff. That means that one of the cylinders is not firing properly. If it's smooth, you will feel that as you move your fingers closer, 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 you don't want to block the exhaust, but you just want to move your fingers, let the exhaust flow around your fingers. You will feel that there is an equilibrium point. It's not, the exhaust is not pushing your hand away, and it's not pulling it in. There's an equilibrium point. And right there at the very edge of the tailpipe, you don't put your fingers in it or try to block the flow. You let the exhaust flow around your fingers. If you feel a pulsating, there's a misfiring of the engine. That's something you'll have to address. If there is no pulsating, that engine is probably running pretty well. And then you look at the color of the tailpipe. And what Kathy was saying is her husband would feel inside the tailpipe. And if it's oily, slippery, there's a problem with oil consumption of that particular engine. Meaning the rings are leaking oil past the oil. Engine oil is leaking past the rings and it's going into the combustion chamber and their engine's worn. Or the valve guides or the valve seals or the valve guides and the valve seals are worn and oil is leaking past them and going into the combustion chamber and being partially burned. In any case, if the exhaust pipe, and we're talking about gasoline engine, we're not talking about diesel now. In any case, if the tailpipe is not a light, light tan color or very, very light gray, I mean very light gray, with no soot, if it's any color other than that, there's a problem with the engine. If the tailpipe is black, that means unburned fuel or unburned engine oil. Not good. So that's going to be an expensive repair. So you can avoid all that just by, and you haven't even gotten in the car yet, right? You can see that when you show up. They don't even have to start the car for you. As you walk around the vehicle, one of the first things you should notice is the tailpipe. What color is it? So if it's black, it's a problem. That means you're going to get lousy fuel economy. Lousy fuel economy. Whatever the vehicle is, it's not running right. It's going to get worse fuel economy than it's supposed to. So you want to see an engine that is running clean, and the evidence of that is the tailpipe. Is that what you're talking about, Kathy?
Yeah, I am, Ben. And also, is there such a thing, I don't know if it's still in today's environment, but I know that my mother-in-law's car used to get what they called carbon dust. And he would take it out and, like, run it and clean out all the carbon. Is that indicative of the black in there?
Okay, so, so the fuel we're using is a hydrocarbon. And gasoline, no matter how efficient the engine is, does not fully 100% get burned. So what happens is there's a mixture of the gasoline and the engine oil, and carbon deposits accumulate on the tops of the pistons and in the combustion chamber of the head, in the engine head, the cylinder head. And what he's talking about is that those deposits would cause pre-ignition. So the way to get rid of them is, if the car is gently, gently, gently used all the time, carbon will build up. By driving it on the highway, it blows them out.
Normally. Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about buying a car. Kathy asked me what my thoughts are. And I mentioned, bring someone with you, someone who knows about cars. And what I would do many decades ago, buying a used car, I'd bring Mrs. Finelli with me, and I would say, I'll tell you what, now here's what we'll do. When we get there, we'll take it for a test drive, but I'd like you to test drive the car. And I'll follow you in our car. And when we get to a straightaway, I'd like you to, when it's safe, and this is all with the permission of the seller, we'll take it very, very slow and then accelerate hard to the speed limit. And the reason for that is I would watch the exhaust pipe, the tailpipe. I would look for, is it smoking? Is it smoking kind of a bluish white? That means there's a problem with the engine. It's worn and it's burning oil. That's what the blue-white smoke is. Black smoke means it's got a problem with an over-rich mixture. Then the other thing is, if it were a manual transmission car, we would downshift it and let the transmission slow the car down. And if it puffs white smoke, that means the valve guides are worn out. So all those conditions are expensive conditions to fix. And then I would take it for a test drive, and we'd switch vehicles. Oh, I'd also look, does the vehicle go down the road straight? Or does it go kind of sideways like a dog would walk or run? And if that's the case, then the frame is bent, or the suspension is, or the alignment is way off. And that's something that I would avoid. I wouldn't buy a vehicle that doesn't go down the road straight. So I'd look, from a distance, maybe 5, 6, 7, 10 car lengths behind to see if I get a straight line. And I'd move over a little bit toward the center line of the highway so I could look down the side of the vehicle to make sure it's going down the road straight. So that would all be prearranged with the other person who would be looking at buying this car. Now, most people who would sell a car would not expect any of this. It's like, what are you doing? You know, you like the car? It's red. Would you like it or what? To me, I want to know. I want to know what I'm getting into. And so that's one of the things that I would do. Now, if Mrs. Finelli were not available, our son, now that he's early 30s and even before that. But, you know, when he was 10, that was not an option. When he was 12, it was an option. It was not an option. So that's something that we do. And then when you're test driving the vehicle, you want to go on a level road, one that does not have a crown, and be prepared to correct the steering if it wanders. But take your hands off the wheel, but be prepared to correct it immediately if there's a problem. And see how long it will go down the road before it turns left or right. It should be able to go, let's say, a 16th of a mile. Now, depending on the crown of the road, if the roads are high in the middle and low to the left and the right, so water runs off. So the vehicles are going to tend to go toward the low side of the road. But if it pulls really hard, there's a problem with the front end alignment. And then you look at the tires. You actually put your hand, when it's stopped. You do your test drive of your brakes and transmission. You want to accelerate, see if the transmission shifts hard or slips. Transmission slips, it's going to be an expensive repair, especially an automatic, right? If it's a manual, it means the clutch is worn out. When you're driving it, you want to step lightly on the brakes and let go of the steering wheel or hold the steering wheel very, very loosely to see when you step on the brakes, does it pull to the left or pull to the right? If it does, you need to have your brakes attended to. Probably has a problem with the rotors or a caliper or the brake pads or brake shoe lining. And then you can step harder on the brake. And of course, you have to do this where there aren't a lot of people because you don't want to cause an accident by somebody slamming into the back of you because they don't know you're test driving a vehicle checking the brakes. And step on the brakes hard and see if it pulls to the left or pulls to the right. What should happen is the nose of the vehicle should go down slightly. And the reason for that is braking is 60% front wheels, 40% rear wheels. So most of the braking action is on the front wheels. So naturally, the front of the car should tilt down when you brake hard. And that's why it does. And that's why when you come to a traffic light, and you ultimately come to a stop, the front comes back up a couple inches. That's because the front brakes are doing most of the braking action. Got more to go when we come back in this class on buying a used car.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly 8-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Kathy's asked some questions about buying used cars, so this hour is exclusively to buy a car. Kathy, any comments so far?
Vince, I had a question. You were talking about when you're going down the road and, you know, you're accelerating and it should go smoothly. What if it, like, chugs or something like that where you could tell it's not going smoothly? Is there such a thing as, like, I mean, this might not be necessarily for a used car, but just your own car. Is there such things like bad gas or gas that does it have moisture in it or something like that that would cause that to do that? And let's say it clears up. Is that the cause or is there a different cause?
Well, it can be many causes. When an engine is sluggish, it's typically most of the time it's a fuel-related issue. It could be spark-related issue, but typically it's fuel-related. And it used to be, before ethanol was added to gasoline, we would have moisture accumulating in the gas tank. So what would happen is, let's say you had a quarter of a tank of fuel. That means you'd have three quarters of a tank of air, and that air would have moisture in it. So on cold mornings, that the moisture in the air would condense against the side of the gas tank and the top of the gas tank, and water droplets would form and fall to the bottom of the gas tank. And if your fuel pump picked up the fuel has water in it, absolutely, it would be sluggish. But with today's ethanol fuel, ethanol dissolves water and gasoline dissolves ethanol, so it pretty much doesn't happen very often. Unless a person buys fuel from a fuel station after a major rain and water got into the fuel tank at the station, and then it got pumped into a vehicle. Other than that, we don't really see water in the fuel too often, unless somebody has a gas can that they've been using, has water in it, and they pour gas into their vehicle from the red gas can. But we don't see that too often. But typically, sluggishness could be a fuel filter. It could be a weak fuel pump. It could be a mass airflow sensor. It's a whole bunch of things that it could be, which brings us to another point, which I'm glad you mentioned, and that is, if you're going to buy a car, you ought to buy an OBD2, OBDII is typically they're spelled, scanner. And you can buy one for about $30 on the Internet, an OBD2 scanner, and you plug it into a vehicle that's newer than 1994 or 1994 or newer, and it will read all kinds of messages. So the engine or the computers will say, this isn't working right, and it will be reported to the computer, where you can read through the scanner what the computer of the vehicle says is happening that's not right with the vehicle. And that's a great thing to do. So for $30, you can avoid some incredibly expensive mistakes. It's not going to tell you about the transmission, not an inexpensive scanner. A more expensive scanner can tell you about the transmission, but not an inexpensive one. But, the $30 one would probably be just fine for the purposes of buying a car. So one of the things that you want to look for is, of course, rust. And if there's some rust, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And rust just continues. It does not stop. So if it's a pickup truck and the rocker panel is just, below the threshold where you put your feet to get into the truck, right below there, it's called the rocker panel. If there's rust there, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And if the bed box has rust on it, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And there's certain vehicles that are known for rust, like a 2000 to, let's say, 2006 Chevy pickup truck. It's guaranteed. If you live in a road salt area, it's guaranteed it's going to be rusty. And what we're seeing is a lot of rust underneath the vehicles. So just because the vehicle may be shiny on the outside doesn't mean that the underneath the vehicle is not rusted. And what we're seeing is some of the non-painted, non-plated parts are really severely rusted. Really severely rusted. So severely rusted that if you decide to buy new tires, you may not be able to get the lug nuts or the lug bolts off the vehicle because they've rusted in place, which is going to cost you more than you expected. So when you look at the tires, what I do is I look, I get on the ground and I look at the front tires. I turn the wheels to the left, look at the front tires, turn the wheel to the right, with the engine off, of course. I get in front and look at the vehicle and see if the wear is right. And I actually take my hand and the palm of my hand and feel across the tires, because you can feel if there's an irregular wear pattern, if there is, something's wrong. If the tire's cupped, it is probably a wheel balance problem, probably. But it could be a bent wheel. Now, if it's a bent alloy wheel, you're going to want one to match. And the question is, how much is that going to cost? Well, at least $100, at least, for the wheel. And then you want to look and see if the tires have uneven wear. If they're wearing out in the center rib, let's say it's a fiber rib tire, and the center is worn, the inside is worn, that's an alignment problem. If the center is worn, it's typically an overinflation problem. That's easy to correct. And if the outer a rib is one, that is an alignment problem. If the tire is scalloped, it's a wheel balance problem or a bent wheel or bad shock absorbers. Shock absorbers didn't used to be expensive. Now they are. It used to be you could get shock absorbers for $19.95. Now we have McPherson struts and other kinds of struts, and now it's an expensive proposition to get shock absorbers put on a car. It might be $500 for front shocks. It might be $500 for rear shocks. They used to be real cheap. 1994 Jeep, real inexpensive. You can put four shocks on a Jeep for $80, 80, very inexpensive. But newer vehicles, that's not the case. Then you want to, believe it or not, you really want to jack up the vehicle and get under it. And you want to feel the suspension of the front wheels. So you want to grab, when the wheels are off the ground, you want to grab the wheel at the bottom, 6 o'clock, and at the top, 12 o'clock, and rock it inward and outward to see if the ball joints are okay. Then you want to rock it at the 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock position with your hands to see if it goes side to side, meaning left to right. And that'll tell you if the steering rack is worn. That'll tell you if the tie rod ends are worn. All of these things are expensive. You know, you're looking at $500 for ball joints. You're looking at $500 for front suspension parts, because then you have to get a front end alignment. Once those parts are replaced, now it needs to be realigned. That's another $100. So those are things that you want to check. You want to check the service records. You want to know where was it serviced. You want to know what service was done. What parts were replaced. Why were they replaced? You want to know how many owners the vehicle had. If there are a lot of owners on a vehicle, that raises the question, why? Did each owner find out that this vehicle was a money pit and said, I'm going to dump it before it costs even more? Is that what happened? That's probably the case. If you're buying it from the original owner, that's great, especially if the original owner is not a young person. The reason for that is young people don't seem to know how to maintain vehicles. Older people seem to take care of their vehicles. Younger people seem to race them around. Older people don't seem to race them around. So you're probably better off buying a vehicle from a middle-aged person or older than you are from a younger person. Next thing is, once you've started the engine and it's run for a few minutes, you shut it off and you look at the fluids. You want to look at the engine oil after it's been started and run for a few minutes, because the oil will look much cleaner if the engine has sat overnight as compared to just run. And if the oil is filthy, black, dirty, that means that the car has been neglected. That means that there's extra wear on the engine. That means if the engine oil hasn't been changed and the filter hasn't been changed at the regular service intervals, the transmission and rear end and differential and all the rest of the running gear components are probably not serviced very well either. And of course, you want to look at the inside of the car, and if it's trashy, you know, if there's soda spills on the seats, on the rugs, why are they still there? Why haven't they been cleaned up? Why is there trash in the car? Typically, that means that the owner is careless. That means that the owner's probably neglected the maintenance. That means that you probably don't want to buy that car, unless it's really, really low in price, like way lower than an equivalent model make in year. Kathy, any comments so far?
You know, Vince, you mentioned shocks, and when I was probably 20 years old, I had a Cutlass. I'm sure you remember those. And my husband put shocks on for me. Oh, I was probably, I don't know, right around that age anyway. He put shocks on for me, and he said, well, go over, and I believe it was Firestone, and he said, get an alignment. So I went over to get an alignment, and I'm in the waiting room, and the man calls me over. He says, ma'am, you need new shocks. And I was just speechless. It's probably Vince, because I was a young woman. He probably thought that I didn't know anything about it. So I got to ask him if I could use the phone. So I called my husband, and my husband got on the line, and basically, I don't know exactly what he said, but he probably was pretty firm with him saying, how could you say that? Because I just put new shots on. And, you know, that was the end of that. But it, you, I guess since what I realized at that point is you really have to know something about your vehicle. You have to know when there's different sounds. That's another thing he always told me was if there's a different noise, if the brakes are squealing or you hear something, he said, just let me know right away. Because if there's a different sound, then that probably means something. And I don't know, what's your feeling, Vince, about, like, the brakes if they squeal? So how can you detect, like, what that might mean?
Okay, well, let's talk about the shocks for a second first. So, class, if you want to know if your shock absorbers are bad, there's one on each corner of the car. And what it does is it dampens the action of the wheels moving up and down. It absorbs the up and down movement. And the idea is that they'll probably last 80,000 miles, maybe more, maybe 100,000 miles, current shock absorbers. Didn't used to be the case. 40,000 miles was what you get out of a pair of shock absorbers or a set of shock absorbers for back in the 60s. But now they last longer. So to test your shock absorbers, what you do is you go to the front of the vehicle, one of the corners, and let's say it's the driver's side. You push up and down. You push down with your arms in an area that you're not going to cave in because vehicles are getting thinner now. But you push down, up, down, up, down, and you get it to like a swing. When you are on a swing set, you get that rhythmic motion. So you go higher and higher and higher. So you go up and down several times, and then you let go. And that shock absorber, if it's working properly, should bring that vehicle right back to its normal position within one half cycle. So up, midpoint, down, that would be a full cycle. You should be able to get it to stop bouncing within a half of that cycle. So it should return right to normal position with a half a stroke.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and she and I are talking about buying a used car. And we're talking about shock absorbers for a minute. And so what you want to do is press up and down, get the vehicle to go vertically up and down, and then let go. And that corner should come right back. You want to let go when you're in the down position. You're at the bottom of the stroke of pushing the car corner up and down. You let go, and the car should return to its normal position without bouncing anymore. It shouldn't keep bouncing. If it keeps bouncing up and down, the shocks or that particular corner has a bad shock absorber. And you go around all four corners of the car. Yeah, that's how you tell if the shock absorbers are bad. Next thing, or if you come to a stop and the nose of the vehicle goes down when you step on the brakes, and then it comes up and it goes down, and then it comes up and goes down. If it goes up and down, your shock absorbers are worn in the front. No question about it. So there are other telltale signs. You can get under the vehicle and look and see if there are any leaks. The shock absorbers are these cylindrical devices, and they have a hydraulic fluid in them. And if they leak the fluid, they're shot. They need to be replaced. But without looking at them, you can tell just by pushing up and down on the corners of the vehicle. Brakes. Now, sometimes brakes squeal. Now, there is a wear indicator on many brakes. And the idea, and these are disc brakes, and the idea is there is a piece of steel that comes in contact with the brake rotor when the brake linings are worn to the point where they need to be replaced. So when you step on the brake, if there's a high-pitched squeal, that is probably the wear indicator telling you that you need to replace the disc brake pads. And typically it starts when you're turning the steering wheel left or right and braking while you're going around a curve. That's when you'll typically hear it first. So if you hear that, that means you probably need brake pads. And what do they cost? Well, you know, brake pads can often be replaced without resurfacing the brake rotors. Porsche recommends that you don't resurface the brake rotors, you just replace the pads. And what kind of pads should you use? Well, in my world, and this is going to sound completely 180 degrees out of phase with what most people would think. If you go to the big box store, they'll tell you what you can get: good, better, and best. And we recommend the best. That's what you probably hear, because they charge the most for the best. I buy the least expensive brake pads, not because they're the least expensive, but because typically the material of the brake, the friction lining, is less aggressive, and it will wear the brake rotors less than the real hard ceramic type brakes. That's what I do, and they all have the same warranty. It's all a lifetime warranty. So if you get the less expensive ones or the least expensive ones, and they work satisfactorily, and they wear out faster, because the brake pads will wear out faster, you get a new pair for free because they're a lifetime warranty. Kathy, any other questions about that?
No. You know, Vince, I have experienced that. There's a lot of times where he'll put me in the car, and he'll go around the corner, and he'll say, can you hear a chirp or can you hear a squeal when I turn? And because my hearing's better than his. So I have experienced that. But I don't have any other questions about the brakes.
Okay, then, of course, you want to look at the glass. You want to look at the windows, make sure they all go up and down properly. If they don't, if you have a broken window, if the window motor doesn't push the glass up and down properly, you're looking at several hundred dollars because you have to take the door interior panel off to replace the window motor. Okay. Sometimes it's what's called a window regulator. If you want to do that yourself, you can probably do it for about $50 or less if it's not a broken motor. So if you move the switch to the up position and you hear the motor going, and you move it to down position and you hear the motor going, but the window's not moving, it's probably a window regulator. If it's a window motor, you can probably do that yourself too, but expect on a domestic vehicle maybe $50 to $100 for the electric motor. Now, as far as the glass is concerned, the windshield, if it's got a crack in it, you're going to need to replace the windshield. You can have it done yourself typically for about $300. If you call your insurance company, they will charge you your deductible, which may be $100, and then your insurance will go up about 10% per year for 3 years. So typically, if we don't insure the glass through the insurance company, we pay for any broken windows ourselves. And if you have a chip or small chips from little rocks hitting the windshield, you can repair them yourself for about $3, maybe $4. You can buy on the internet the repair kit that comes from China, and you can literally fix 30 or 40 window chips with one $3 tube of window repair chemical. Of course, you want to do it outside. You have to do it in the sun. Those are a few thoughts. And if you want to know if the engine's running right, if the car has an antenna, and you let the engine idle, and you look at the antenna, and if it's moving back and forth at the top of the antenna, farthest away from the sheet metal of the vehicle, if it's moving back and forth, the engine's not running right. The engine has a misfire, and it is not firing properly. And we didn't talk about all-wheel drive and two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive differences, but all-wheel drive is probably not recommended unless you need the traction. Two-wheel drive, rear drive is the best. Two-wheel drive, front drive is harder on the tires. Kathy, thank you so much. We'll have to do some more of this again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.